the Devil's Advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit,
nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership to say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now, of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
3, 2, 1.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the happier happy hour, the Monday edition. Dom, and normally not so happy on a Monday, but this is going to be a very big week for a number of reasons. And I'll count a few of mine down. Maybe you could throw a few in as well. I am happy to announce my kids go back to school. My last one, last school age kid, Thursday. So I got one, like two more days, and then he's back to school. Also, Thursday would mark my, I guess it's my 20th wedding anniversary.
Ooh, wow. Congratulations.
So, in case I forget to say it later, happy anniversary, sweetheart. 20 years, boy, she is a saint. And but beyond that, Badgers will be kicking off. Our friends on WFHR is a Badger station. So part of the Civic Media Network, we're going to see the first Badger football action on the network. I think it's a 6:30 start Saturday night, September 3rd. But perhaps most importantly, Dom, you know, setting aside my family, my wife, and all that kind of stuff, Joe Biden's going to be at Labor Fest next Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about that because we'll make the trip. We'll broadcast live as long as the White House lets us. I suspect they will. You know, you come to broadcast or you come to, what, campaign? Of course you want to broadcast it, but Tony Evers out in Mount Horeb, those used to be my stomping grounds. Graduated there, called Mount Horrible back then. Couldn't wait to get out. No
really
offense,
Crudy.
I did. I think so. No offense to Mount Horeb, it's a fine little community. But anyways, Evers was out there today, and they asked him, you know, are you going to support Biden, who turns 80 in November, if he runs for another term? And Evers, you know, ever the politician, said, if he ran, yes. I'm not sure he is, but if he ran, yes. If he's our candidate, yes. Well, you threw like two asterisks in there, Tony. If he ran, like two if he ran.
Well, you're not going to support him if he doesn't run. And if he's the candidate, of course. That's a fair answer.
Well, I don't think they're going to hold it against him if the man doesn't run. They're asking him whether or not he's going to support, whether Evers will support Biden. So do you support is effectively what they're asking. Well, if he runs, threw that in there twice. That's quite a hedge, Tom. So anyways, Biden announced Wednesday that he's canceling $10,000 in student loan debt for Americans earning less than $125,000 per year. Biden is offering an additional 10 grand of debt forgiveness for students who receive Pell Grants in college as a way to target debt relief for those from the lowest income households. And Republicans have criticized the plan. Of course they did. Calling the move unfair to Wisconsinites who will shoulder the cost of the plan and who did not benefit from it, and they have warned it could increase inflation. Well, of course, they'd like to push that forward, right? They also have questioned the legality of Biden's orders, I understand a lot of Republican attorney generals, they're going to sue so that you, the consumers, don't get any student loan relief, but we'll see how that goes. Signaling a legal challenge likely in the implementation of loan forgiveness, unclear. Evers said Monday he believes the plan will improve the economy. Again, I quote Tony Evers, governor of the state of Wisconsin. I think long term, people are going to feel more comfortable that they don't have as much to set aside to pay off their loans. So I just don't understand the concern about that. Tim Michaels, you know, he's the gubernatorial GOP candidate, Dom's buddy, criticized the plan in a statement saying it does not benefit most Wisconsinites. The vast majority of Wisconsinites, because he's a loud talker. I'm going to do it kind of loud, Dom.
He's a yeller.
Maybe I should do it from farther back from the microphone so people don't have to cringe from their radios. The vast majority of Wisconsinites don't have college loans of their own, and they're already paying the price of Democrats' runaway spending, so they have concerns. I'm sorry, I won't do a Michaels. From gas prices, the food at the grocery store, everything is costing more because of Joe Biden and Tony Evers' failures.
Are you sure that's the reason, Michaels? Are you sure?
Well, that's what I heard at the club in Connecticut. I look forward to hearing Biden explain why he's trying to further drive up costs while forcing blue-collar workers to pay for everyone else's college degrees. Evers made his comments at a guitar shop in downtown Mount Horeb. Corey Hart, the owner of Hart's House Guitars, was a recipient of a grant program Evers launched in 21 to provide money to business owners who wish to utilize a vacant building in the community's business district. The Main Street Bounce Back Program is funded by the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, right? That all the Republicans voted against.
But they all took their own PPP loans, and that was fine. They, you know, I think the way that the White House and Democrats have pushed back on this line from the Democrats or from the Republicans has been perfect. It's exactly right. They're down with big giveaway. We got a loan, sure, but it was designed to be forgiven. Oh, so it was designed to be a handout to begin with. Yes. Well, I mean, that's totally different. No, it's not. No, it's not whatsoever. And as I mentioned last week when this came out, this is really just the investment that should have been made in public education years ago. And I look forward to seeing how future Democratic candidates and politicians want to discuss and further and push at least another couple of years for tech school or another 4 years on the public dime.
You know, if I ever want to figure out how I should feel about a policy issue, I usually turn towards the true north in Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders was somewhat critical of this, said, you know, I can understand why you would think this is not the best plan. But basically, Bernie also says, but what about the Republicans' plan? Which what is what? Plan? Give tax cuts to billionaires. Right. So we got a little sound of Senator Bernie Sanders. Let's not forget, Bernie heads up the Senate Budget Committee. A very influential senator, my guy Bernie Sanders. I once said he was the most popular politician in America. Got to think it's Joe Biden today because he's coming to Milwaukee. But anyways, Bernie Sanders on student loan forgiveness and the double standard. Cut 10.
I don't hear any of these Republicans squawking when we give massive tax breaks to billionaires, when we have an effective tax rate today such at the 1%. I have a lower effective tax rate than working people.
Well, that's been going on for a long time. And Bernie has been on point for 40 freaking years. So if you ever wonder how to feel about an issue, I mean, really, go listen to Bernie Sanders. Here's more of the Vermont Senator. Cut 11, please.
We have major corporations in a given year don't pay a nickel in federal taxes. That's okay. But suddenly when we do something for working people, it is a terrible idea.
Well said, Senator. Now we've got some more sound. Less influential, Senator, but he does lead the majority. He is Chuck Schumer from New York. Let's play Cut 14, if you would, Evan.
College used to be a ladder up, but student debt has become an anchor around the ankles of our students.
Losing me already, Chuck. Let's keep going. Cut 15.
Student debt is the second greatest form of debt we have. It exceeds car debt. It exceeds credit card debt. And it's all on the burden of these young people who have futures.
As opposed to Dom, who has no future. Cut number 16, please, Chuck Schumer.
We need our loan processors to get with it and inform students how to do this.
You know what they move really quickly with, Dom? The PPP loan process. Both the granting of the loans and the forgiving of the loans, and then a second round of the granting of the loans and a second round of forgiving up the loans. There were two rounds of forgiveness for corporations, if you'll recall. A little more, Chuck Schumer, Majority Leader, cut 17, please. Tell all the students.
Call on all of the loan processors to be at the ready for the wave of calls that's starting to come in, and let students know how they apply and what their rights are.
Some might call that a blue wave of calls coming in, Dom.
Nice.
One more from Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer. Cut 18, please.
Now it's their obligation to step up to the plate, hire enough people, and have well-informed people tell the students what they need to do.
You're going to have to fill out this form in triplicate and get in the back of the line. You know they're not going to make it easy to get your loan forgiveness. They're going to make it very difficult, I suspect, Dom. You know, the PPP loans, and
it should be relatively painless. I would expect that to be the case. I mean, it's being forgiven. I mean, it's not like someone's not going to, you know, the bank's not going to get their commission or something. Hopefully, this will be a nice and easy and seamless process. And kudos to the Democrats for doing this. And this is a big burden on kids and young adults, no question about it. And I've seen some of the statistics of what was the cost of college, you know, 30 years ago? What was the cost of a home 30 years ago? You know, how was income, average income, and how did that rate as a percentage and so forth? Well, it's all a whack. You can't even compare apples to apples of what it was like 30 years ago to what it is today. It's not even comparable. It's not even close. You could literally, back then, work a full-time job in the summer at whatever rate was the average rate of pay back then, and pay for your schooling for two semesters based on, you know, 3 months worth of work. Well, good luck doing that now. No freaking way you can do that now. The states have pulled back on their support for public colleges, and just look at our peer countries around the world. Student debt? What's that? You know what I'm saying? Well, you gotta, you know, it's just we're behind the rest of the civilized world in so many ways, and it's just the Republicans want to keep their heads in the sand and want to keep people under the thumb and in debt. Come on, this is a great move, and of course it's exquisitely timed for the elections.
You know, I know a very entrepreneurial guy I went to college with, but Robin J. Voss Enterprises Incorporated. You know, he and Rance Priebus were roommates at UW-Whitewater. He got a $297,600 PPP loan forgiven. 300 G's. Man, that'd pay off a couple of student loans.
Right.
So, you know, Obamacare is still in place, and we've doubled the debt.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon Shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President
Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, Jenny.
It's up to all of us. It's not just up to Democrats. Are we ready to rid our country of this perversion and deception? You know, are we sick of massacres at churches, grocery stores, theaters, concerts? Are we sick of adults forcing children who are raped into pregnancy? When is enough enough that we're going to vote out those fascists?
I'm putting you down for Caller Hall of Fame today. We have to carry these messages, even if the Democratic Party is incapable. You keep it up, sister.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Looking specifically for any of those semi-fascists or full-on fascists out there that got all butt hurt when the president called you up for being a fascist. You can call us, 844-96-PARTY. In the meantime, we'll take some calls from some of our friends.
They're all sitting in their cars right now, driving, or pickup trucks, as the case may be, going, I know he's not talking to me. I know he's not talking to me.
I'm talking to you. Joe, our friend from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Joe.
Well, the first thing I have is a hearty congratulations to you, Crudy, for your 20 years of wedded bliss. That's wonderful.
Well,
you and your wife.
I've been blissfully wedded for 20. Don't ask Mrs. Crudy.
All right, never mind that. Okay, we'll keep our lips sealed on that. I wanted to just toss in two remarks in reference to Lindsey Graham, another portrait in Courage here. First off, I was amazed at his comments where he said there will be, if Trump is indicted, there will be riots in the street, and then it ends. I would point out two things. First off, Lindsey Graham was a JAG officer in Mace. No, he's not. He left. Was a JAG officer.
I'm sorry, he's a JAG officer? I didn't quite understand that.
Well, right. A JAG, in the JAG service for the Air Force for years and years and years and years. And he's a graduate of the University of South Carolina Law School. And in order to be a JAG officer, you have to pass the bar in a state. So he is an officer of the law. And in addition, he's a congressperson who took an oath to the Constitution.
Senator, so he got a promotion.
Yeah, wouldn't the line be there will be riots, but riots are wrong, unlawful, not peaceful protest, and people who riot will face the full extent of the law, consequences, right? But we didn't hear that. Instead, the guy, I guess the, and this is what's so amazing, it's seeking that the language that will get them out of taking responsibility for this guy. You know, last week Trump was talking about the lawfully executed search warrant as, quote, a break-in of Mar-a-Lago. And then we had other Republican congresspeople that were talking about how this was solely paper crimes. Like if there is a piece of paper that you have given to somebody else that has the names of all the U.S. assets in it.
Hey, let's not get too deep on the whole paper crime conversation.
Yeah, right. But then here we are. The full quote from Mr. Graham was, if there is a prosecution of Donald Trump for, quote, mishandling classified information. So there we are. An officer of the law is calling this mishandling classified information. After how many attempts by the U.S. government to get those documents illegally stored in Mar-a-Lago back, I mean, they had to do a search warrant because they were shifting the boxes around. They had videotape of them shifting the boxes around. Obstruction of justice. To see a lawyer just, you know, head for the rat holes instead of acting like a person with a backbone, wow, what a profile in courage, huh? What a...
Oh, sorry, Joe. Seemed like a great place to end. Lindsey Graham, JAG officer, profile and courage.
Not so much.
I'd like to get him together with that special master. I feel like, you know, he'd be a good sub. But anyways, the special master, the Hail Mary, appreciate your call, Joe, 844-967-2789. The special master that Trump requested to what? Determine which documents were, you know, his. They're mine. Sounds like one of the seagulls in the Dory movie, Finding Nemo or whatever it was called. Mine. But the FBI has been very diligent. They've already gone through all the documents. They've done their homework.
A little late for that, man.
So what happens when you call for a special master and the FBI said, don't bother, we've already done the work? What happens now, Dom?
Well,
you took the LSAT, didn't you? You should know.
I took it twice, man. Listen, it just goes to show how incompetent the Trump legal team is. I mean, if this was certainly an emergency, if this was something that they should have filed immediately, if they thought this was something to perhaps delay and or you know, give them some additional time, but they didn't do it. They did it too late, and I'm not surprised that the DOJ has already gone through these documents. We're talking about 700 pages. Last that I saw of hundreds of documents. But I mean, when you have a team of professionals, you can blast through that stuff pretty quick. Apparently, based on the affidavit and the search warrant that they had, they already had a plan in place for some documents that, if they were determined to possibly be attorney-client privilege documents or other privileged documents, that they would get that through that team. But sounds like, based on their filing with that very same judge today, it's kind of a moot point. I mean, I don't know. I'm not clear how this flushes out. But the DOJ, they already know. And as of last Friday, Politico was reporting that the intelligence community is doing an active assessment on the threat. Now, I've seen some postings on social media over the weekend from a couple of years ago.
Threat from MAGA supportive?
Yeah, some CIA assets were, killed. We're losing people in the field a couple of years ago. And then, you know, tying that to this. Now, I don't know if I can go that far, certainly not yet. But given the circumstances of what I believe a man like Donald Trump, who he is and how he operates, that is certainly concerning. But, you know, I'm not going to be the one to do that. That's the intelligence committee is going to do that. Community is going to do that. And we're going to find out. We're going to find out what the assessment is, what the risk is. And we know what the risk was when Trump was president. But is there an ongoing risk? And another question that I had, I don't know if we're going to get the answer to, but is this information then that was now because Trump had it not given to President Biden? It was the current administration hamstrung in any way, shape, or form? Did they have a blind spot? Did they have some areas that they were not, didn't have full scope on because of this action by the former president? Because he took super sensitive secret documents with him? Because he kept them even after being told to return them? Then he lied about having them, intermingled them with other documents, put them in a briefcase, put them on the floor in a closet, man. I mean, this is certainly more than just they got swept up. So there's a lot to come from this, and I'm looking forward to seeing what those investigations and reporting end up coming out back to be on the assessment.
More breaking news from the White House, perhaps a related topic. President Joe Biden will deliver a primetime address Thursday at Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Hall. The speech will be on the continued battle for the soul of our nation. That's what we do every day on the airwaves. Come back, more Devils. 844-967-2789. We're right here, you semi-fascist.
I was honestly concerned that you might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495.
Yeah. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So.
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates, weekdays from 3 to 6. The Devil's Advocates.
I've been invited on Fox News. I accepted. We're going to take your favorite ideas for burning it down. Alan from Madison, what do you got for us?
At the end of the show, you should tell them you've got a new logo for Fox News. What you do is stand up, drop your drawers, turn around, and Fox is on one sheet, News is on the other, and below you have We Fill the Void.
You know, I don't know if I got that kind of courage, Alan, but I love how you think, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.